President Bush's top aides over the weekend tried to put an end to the controversy over a disputed intelligence claim. The administration officials insisted the president did not distort information about Iraq's attempts to assemble weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Top administration officials took turns at damage control over the weekend. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, speaking on NBC, repeated the administration's acknowledgement that it was a mistake to keep a disputed intelligence claim in the president's January State of the Union speech. In the speech, Mr. Bush said British intelligence had learned that Iraq was trying to buy uranium from Africa.
They should have been taken out because the referencing another country's intelligence, as opposed to your own, probably, according to George Tenet and the president, believed that it would have been better not to include it.
George Tenet, the CIA director, has taken blame for the mistake, saying it was his responsibility to vet the speech, and the president has expressed full confidence in Tenet. But critics say turning the CIA director into the fall guy doesn't end the story. Senator Carl Levin, the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, spoke on CNN.
Tenet was pushing back against pressure from the White House. But who in the White House or who at the National Security Council was pressing him to make a statement that they didn't believe was accurate?
The Washington Post reports that Tenet had argued personally to strike the claim that Iraq had tried to buy uranium from Africa from a speech President Bush delivered last October in Cincinnati. That speech, too, was aimed at building his case for war in Iraq. Senator Levin says he's calling for a congressional investigation. He cited three instances in which the administration may have distorted intelligence. And Levin says in the case of the alleged African uranium purchase, the administration turned to British intelligence when it realized the CIA was skeptical of the claim.
Now it looks as though there was just a conscious attempt here to create a false impression.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice brushed off allegations that the administration manipulated intelligence. She said the statement President Bush made during the State of the Union is not inaccurate, and added the administration believed it was underpinned by solid reporting. On CNN, she said the flap over the claim distorts the big picture.
It has become an enormously overblown issue. The President of the United States did not go to war because of a question of whether or not Saddam Hussein sought uranium in Africa.
Instead, Rice said, it was a matter of overturning a dictator who was a threat to the world. Several of the Democratic presidential hopefuls weighed in on the credibility of the Bush administration's intelligence claims. Senator Bob Graham of Florida said he doesn't believe claims that the White House did not know about a report put out by a U.S. ambassador that concluded that Iraq had not tried to buy uranium from Africa. John Kerry of Massachusetts said the president owes some answers to the American people.
I believe there are enormous questions still about the overall intelligence given to the Congress, the quality of that intelligence, and even about the politics that entered into the judgment of taking that famous phrase out of one speech but leaving it in another.
The controversy will likely be discussed privately at the White House later in the week. British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who's being dogged by similar questions in his country, is expected to arrive for talks with President Bush. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.